Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 28th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Peruch Chav Ches, Mishnah Ches, Big Day Aniyim, when it comes to the begadim of poor people, where they just patch different materials together. Aval Bishen Ben Shalosh Al Shalosh, even though each piece is less than 3 by 3 etzpaos, Harel Tmein Medrus, the Tami Tumas Medrus, Talis Shehiskel Balakara, if you began to tear a talis, Kivin Shnek Ruba Inu Chibor, once it's mostly torn, then it's not considered to be attached anymore. So if one piece becomes Tame, the other side is tahar. Ha'avim v'arakim made by mishum shalosh shalosh. Cloth that's very thick or that's very thin are not subject to 3 by 3 etzbaos. So they're not going to become tameh. They have to be at least 3 by 3 tefachim in order for them to become tameh. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, keses es habal tameh medrus, a cushion that's used by a porter. When he's carrying things, having things on his shoulders, and he doesn't want them to like cut in to his shoulders, so he puts cushioning on his shoulders, they become tummy with tumas medrus. Mishamer shel yayin ein ba mishum moshav, a wine strainer does not have the status of a moshav, because it's gross and dirty from all the wine that went through it, so you wouldn't use it as a seat. Sevacha shel zikena tamei mishum moshav, a woman's hairnet, an old lady's hairnet, is tummy tumas medrus, because sometimes people will sit on it. Chaluk shel yotzei sachutz ha'asu kisvacha Tahar, a zona's shirt, which is netting and has a lot of holes in it, is tahar from any type of tumah, because it doesn't really cover anything, so it's not considered a real baguette, and that's why it cannot become tame. It's interesting, maybe this is nogat to the mesh tzitzis. Rav Shechter said that when it's part of Tzimruba Lomit, it's not a baguette bichlal, and therefore it's not chayim and tzitzis. Rabbi Reisman just told guys that he didn't think that that was the case. He said, okay, it has holes, but it could still be a baguette. It's because it's synthetic that it's not a baguette. So both of those are issues, l'chora. Ha'osa beged min acherim tahar. If a person makes a beged out of fishnet, it's tahar, because it doesn't really cover anything. Umizuto tame. But if you made a beged from its base, then it's going to become tame, because the base is thick enough to cover the body. Reb Loz ben Yaakov Omer, af ha'osa beged min acherim kfalo tame. Even a beged made out of fishnet, and you double it over, it can become tame, because when it's doubled over, then it really does a decent job of covering the body. So to review what we learned today, in we discussed patched up begadim of aniyim that can become tamei tumas medrus even though none of the patches are the proper shear. And we said if you begin to tear a talis, once it's rove, torn, it's no longer considered attached. Each side is not considered attached to one another. And we said that very thick and very thin textiles are not don't have the shear of 3 by 3 etzbaos, only 3 by 3 tefachim. And then in Mishnah Tes, we discussed different items, whether they could be tummy medrus. Would a person ever sit on them? So the stuff that wine dregs go through, no one would ever sit on. An old lady's hairnet, people would sit on. And we discussed kalim that have a bunch of clothing that has holes in them, not having a status of a beged, and therefore not being able to be makabel tumah as a beged. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Peruch Chav Ches, Mishnah Yud.